OFC Podcast Radio.
This is deep.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life, God, our creator, as well as our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to get together today. And I just ask that the time that we spend today, let it be very productive, let it be very fun, let it be very entertaining. Most importantly, let it be uplifting and empowering, actually, to each and every one of our listeners out there, as I send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace to our listeners out there. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo. Hey, Jenna, great.
What's going on?
Yo, man, so many things going on in the LBC. What's going on your side of the world?
You know, this was a nice, relaxing weekend that I had. Well, week into weekend, quite honestly. I finally went ahead and got that massage that I've been very much needed of. I've been telling myself to schedule one for the last 4 months, and I was just like, you know what, now's the time. I did a 90 minute massage, and honestly, there's a difference. An hour is good, but 90 minutes is better. I'm just saying. So I did that, and a little relaxation, a little, you know, R&R there. And then it was my mom's birthday, so shout out mom.
Shout out Janine.
We hosted a little backyard barbecue, not a barbecue, a backyard dinner, because actually there was no barbecue involved. But it was a little group of us, because she had to work that day. So it was definitely not the bashment of last year, because last year was a
turn up.
It was a turn up, yeah, and it was also a milestone. But that was good. I really appreciated that over the weekend. I went and did groceries. And it's funny because I came across a post of a guy who was showing, like, he showed a post like, you know, I don't know if you've ever ordered on Walmart, or a lot of sites have that where it's just like order again type of thing.
Okay.
And so he looked at his order that he had in 2020, and he said it was like groceries for him for the month, right? And I think he said there might have been like, I don't know, like 47 or 53 items on that grocery list. So in 2020, that grocery list cost them like $143 or something like that for a month.
Okay.
Worth of groceries. And then he clicked the button to like the buy again. So it's literally the exact same items. And the bill was like over $400.
Wow.
Out of 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I'm pretty sure none of our salaries have quadrupled.
Right.
On any front. On any front at all. So I found that to be really interesting. Did I say 2020? Sorry, I meant 2022. Yeah, that was his
first
2022. And then he made the comparison to 2024. So I found that crazy. See, I see things, to me, the pandemic, those 2 years always jump in the abyss. I thought 2 years ago was 2022. Nope, we're 2024. People, 2024.
It's crazy when you just straight up just lost years. There's a couple of years of your life.
Done.
Just
evaporation.
Never, just never happens. Like, okay, am I 2 years older or no? Can we say we didn't age 2 years too? Can we do that?
I feel like, hey, time is just a construct of the mind. So
whatever.
I can go with it. But to that point, it made me realize and reiterate, you know, sign up to all those signups, clip all those virtual coupons, go find where they price match. You got to be on your budget life. So, you know, if you haven't had that Excel spreadsheet, Google Docs, not Google Docs, Google Sheets, whatever that is, get your budget right. Keep your budget tight, because they wild in these streets.
That's why we encourage people to join the OFC, no shameless plug. But in these times, one, you don't want to be fending for yourself out in these streets. So being a part of a collective where we break bread and we support each other is huge. But also, shoot, you get discounts when you support within the community. So, you know, however we can help to circulate that dollar and save each other a dollar, you don't want to wait till you don't wait till later. Treat the horse like insurance. You know what I mean? Just treat it like insurance. You always want to have
So that was pretty much my, I mean, short and sweet, to be honest. It's short over here. How is
Yo.
was your week?
Shoot. Well, this, you know, summer in the city, there's a lot of different things going on. I'll start. You might not have heard, but this past weekend, some representatives from Carrie Mass were on air with Stretch from West Indian Rhythm, CKUT 9.3 FM, and they were basically just explaining a little bit about what their experience was with hosting this year's carnival. But long story short on that one is that I highly recommend everybody to go and check out that archive, check out CKUT. Go into the archives, check West Indian Rhythms. The show comes on every Saturday from 4 p.m. to like 6 or 7 p.m. And the interview started about 45 minutes in. And it gives a very good recap of what happened or what didn't happen and why it happened. There seems to be a lot of passing the blame. Jason Forbes did a live last week where he basically put the blame on the Carrie Mass organization. Carrie Mass organization went on CKUT to put the blame on Jason Forbes. For me, I'm elated because regardless, neither of them should be involved moving forward. So whether it be Jason Forbes or whether it be the Carrie Mass Collective, they could all.
Not me thinking that you're just like, oh, they can't, like you listen and you're just like, okay, you see their point of view and you get it. You, it's just like, oh, it's double down that you guys had no business doing this.
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I thought I was making that clear. Like,
No,
no,
that
it
was
was.
in your head. That was something you understood in your head. You did not, like
Oh.
the way you started off, I was just like, okay, so you like there was reasonings to it, because obviously I didn't hear the interview. But you're just like, yes. Oh, and that too. Okay, great. You guys are
I think it's
in
because
it.
my tone is pretty pleasant, and that's because a member of the community did reach out to me and did ask that I make more of an effort to stop sharing negativity. So I am in full agreement because anybody knows I keep it 100. It, like when I'm being negative, I know that's not even the right thing to do for the most part. I know I should just always be the bigger person, but at the same time, I do feel at the stage that we are in life, there should be consequences to actions. And if you don't make sure there's consequences to action, there's risk of these type of things repeating. So I'm, you know, like I'm very good at not beating the dead horse, and I'm not here to dance at anybody's funeral. What I'm saying is that the everything that's transpired makes it very clear that those who did step up to say they're running the Montreal Caribbean Carnival had no right to do so, had no business doing it. And as a community, because of the importance of what the carnival not just means to us right now, but the future generations and the economic viability of our community, I'm basically pretty adamant about us not letting people who are just trying to ting try a ting with this event. They could try a ting with their own event, with their own association event, and their kind of, you know, things that impact them directly, by all means. But when it comes to something that impacts an entire Caribbean community, let's just leave it to the professionals to handle. So with that,
So
so
I have
that's,
a question.
yeah.
Do you feel that the ones who came and did this, and feel free not to respond if you really don't have an opinion on it, but like, do you feel like it was like a like them trying to do a cash grab?
Good question. No, I do not think it had to do with a cash grab. I don't think they went in it because it's not like it gives you that much money. It only get like, you know, you get maybe $30,000-$35,000, which is way not enough money.
For the work
Way
that
far,
came
yeah, for what you need, you know? So in my opinion, unfortunately, I think there was a lack of maturity coming from that group, and they wanted to be able to say that they did it, that they got it. And it was like an ego thing, like, oh, we got the carnival. But that one, it was pretty, like I think I mentioned in the past, it was pretty disheartening and sad because they weren't competing against anybody. They're pretty much competing against themselves. And to me, Jason kind of confirmed it because when they just got the or made the announcement about the permit, instead of making any kind of real announcement about the carnival or what it's the next steps, they posted their logo, big and bad. Like, here's the coalition. We got it. And it was like, what do you guys like? That's what you guys are gonna post all this time? Your old school logo in your old school
Okay. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Wait, stay on message here.
Objection.
One
Objection. Yeah, no, but anyway, so just to say, in my opinion, it was an ego thing, and people who are more ego driven have no place in these type of activities. And I'm gonna end this part of my recap, because this is just letting you guys know what transpired and encourage you guys to check it out. But as a spiritualist, right, and believing very much in the ancestors, our non-physical counterparts that are around us, regularly protecting us and keeping us, I wholeheartedly believe in the spirit of carnival. You know, they talk about the spirit of carnival. I don't know if you've ever seen the image of the spirit of carnival, but they say the carnival has a spirit. And I've heard people say, hey, the Montreal Carnival has like a, it has a jumbie on it or something. I don't believe that that's true. I do believe that the spirit of carnival is alive and well. And if you don't deal with her right, she brings you through the ringer. And I think this last example of what we're seeing with this last regime and the what they've gone through and what they're still going through, because apparently there's more, it's not done. Apparently there's some backlash based off of some bands and participants that did not get what they actually invested into. So they're looking to, you know, they're looking for their compensation. But my whole point is that the spirit of carnival is alive and well. So my heads up to anybody who wants to get involved with carnival for 2025, come with clean hands and a pure heart, my friend. Come with the intention on bringing the carnival, bringing the culture back, bringing something that's going to empower our youth and inspire our community. But if you come into the mix with any kind of ill intentions, any kind of bad vibes, don't blame me, but just trust that there's some non-physical entities that are guarding this carnival spirit. Because if you look at how carnival was back in the heyday, where the people who used to run it would make absolutely no money, more times came out of their pocket, but they came in with such a genuine and pure spirit that it was one of the largest carnivals in the world. Then as soon as those who did not know what they're doing came in and put their hand on it with their mucky intentions or whatever it was, it brought us to where we are right now, where we actually lost it for a year. So all
Yeah,
right.
that's a crazy downfall because I have to, being the large one of the largest ones in the, well, obviously not larger than Trinidad,
No,
but
no, no, no.
maybe
But we're able,
strong.
but we're able to bang. We're able to stay
Oh,
close.
okay.
You know, like we're able to throw some punches. Like we
Yeah,
weren't,
like
but the
maybe
thing
it was bigger than like Caribana at one point, but
oh,
like
for sure, for
when
sure.
you're saying in the world, I'm just like, you know, when I see what Miami size is, especially when they merged like Fort Lauderdale and Miami-Dade, like that's huge. That was wild. New York, those are big
Yeah.
too. Let's
We
just
were
say we
bigger
were
than New York.
contending. We were bigger
I'm
than New York,
We were bigger than New York, my friend. We were, but just sit back and enjoy the ride. 2025, the journey to Montreal Carnival 2025 is going to be an exciting and fun one, because that's the intention. I intend on being fully involved, and I intend on making the process fun, educational. There's going to be a lot of hard work, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be the energy around Carnival, and that's around Carnival is just going to be different because it's coming with the right spirit. And that's, again, I think it's super important. So as just wrapping up this amazing weekend that we've had, we kind of like this was the this past weekend was Taste of the Caribbean, and it was also Spice Island with Gemma, and there was also a big party at the beach club.
Is it called
I want to
Sunset
say
Vibes? I think it was.
Sunset Vibes. Good, thank you. Yes, that one I didn't go to, but I did see a lot of clips and I heard all kind of awesomeness. I did get a chance to go to Taste of the Caribbean. Great, they did commemorate Gemma Rayburn, who is actually the founder and the originator of the Taste of the Caribbean festival. And you know, due to some mishaps, or I don't know what to call it, but basically the organize actually it went to court, and the powers that be who actually have it did lose the case. So it was proven that the organization was stolen from Gemma, and she was awarded, you know, her compensation. But at the same time, in the spirit of moving things forward and bearing the hatchet, I commend Gemma and her collective for being willing to kind of put the differences aside, and you know, and give her blessings to Taste of the Caribbean. But definitely, as years go on, I definitely would like to see Taste of the Caribbean doing more to continue to support Play Mass and the initiatives that Gemma has. But you know, we'll talk more about that. but it was a great event. Shout out to Blaster, shout out to Jinx, shout out to Sweet La Rock, all the DJs who came to rock it, all the artists that came out, Melu G, Shadrach, all kind of artists, everybody who represented and did the things, and you guys all kind of loved it. Was exceptional. So kudos again. And it was dope to be able to watch the fireworks from this. So that's it. And then participating in Spice Island, I was there on Sunday. So Saturday, Vaughn was there and completely mashed up the place. Boy, do I wish I was there Saturday. The vibes were all day. Missed the Saturday vibes because I was doing a Taste of Caribbean, but all day goodness. Shout out to Vaughn again. Shout out to Play Mass and Spice Island for what you guys are doing, the just for keeping that culture alive. And drum roll, you know, I dusted off my stilts, Gina the Great. I dusted off my stilts.
I saw a little something.
Is
that the same mask from the masquerade, though? Like, I feel like you've had that mask for...
No, oh, from the masquerade ball?
Yeah.
Oh, in Jesus' name? No.
In Jesus' name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get that one to Nzinga. No, it's a different one. Same kind of eerie look, though, because that's what we go for in these type of things. You know what's funny? For those who don't know, I can't even pull it up now that I'm in the process of this whole Facebook phone reset thing. But I wanted to share a little bit about the history of the Mokujumbi. But in essence, are you familiar with it, Gina? The essence of the history of the Mokujumbi?
Yep.
So I was introduced to the Mokujumbi and asked if I wanted to learn it. And I said, you know what? Yeah. And for those who don't know, Mokujumbi is basically, it is the character, the carnival character that's on stilts, right? But now I got into it not necessarily understanding the history. And when I did understand the history, it was very fitting, you know, how spirit works. So the Mokujumbi basically is the spirit that oversees carnival. You know, could you believe that? Look at that, eh? I kid you not. And I don't know. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think within our community, specifically within our Caribbean community, all right, I don't want to. Maybe there's outside of our community, there's other people know it, but I think I might be one of the only people who can still walk at the height that I do, making me the ideal Mokujumbi, therefore making me the ideal person to oversee the Caribbean Carnival. Not in a in any kind of egotistical way, but in a weird kind of like weird way that the spirit is kind of putting me in these weird positions without me necessarily understanding. Because like I said, I got into doing the Mokujumbi without understanding the history. And then when I read the history, I was like, oh, very fitting. And I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was in, was it 2018 when I did the Mokujumbi? And I was overseeing the entire carnival, myself and my wife, and she was in her Mokujumbi too. Actually, so was her sister. But anyways, I digress, guys. So this was my weekend of a lot of awesome, cool things that happened in the community. As you guys are hearing this, we would have had our part two of our session with the community as we're representing the linguistic minorities in Quebec. So we're having a workshop working with the Anglophone community. So that is going awesome. Anybody who's interested in participating in that in any future initiatives, get in contact with us. That is bilingualbridgecanada@gmail.com. And as you guys know, as I shared on social media, I'm sharing it right now, we're working on information sessions for people who want to know more about how Carnival works. We're going to be empowering the community with those sessions. So stay tuned. Reach out to us. Best is to hit me up on WhatsApp, 514-651-4545, or shoot me off an email at faro.hf@ofccommunity.com and just say that, yeah, you want to get involved. You're interested in that, in those information sessions. And we're hosting a summit to talk about the business of Carnival. But we will dive deeper into that in the next coming weeks because it's time that we get into the commerce and the business behind Carnival so people could be empowered. Last but very far from least, guys, if you are interested in any capacity to get involved in the Carnival from a volunteer, it's from the ground up, band leaders, promoters, DJ, sponsors, you name it, now is your time to reach out to the OFC or myself directly just to express that you're interested in getting involved. Guys, now is the time we're going to start working together early so we can bring something beautiful for 2025. So with that, let's take a pause for the cause as we are getting ready. You guys know all roads are leading to Comedy Kingdom. This coming, it's going to be on July 28th. That is Laugh By Nature, formerly Big Will Production. They're hosting an amazing, amazing lineup. And we are super blessed to have one of their comedians that are going to be blessing us. So stay tuned. as we have Claudina, who's going to be joining us with Parlay with the People as we take a pause for the cause.
Let's take a quick pause for cause just to shout out our homegirls, Kemba and Andrea from Keen Real Estate Group. Whenever you're thinking real estate, whenever you're thinking investments, whenever you're thinking about planning for the long term, think Keen Real Estate Group. They're generating wealth for generations. KeenGroup.ca.
If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com.
If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think Mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com.
You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com.
No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up mcitysolo.com.
Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to Westcan Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL.
One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people. So, beautiful people, we are back. So, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I don't know. I wanted to say it's comedy season, but like I just feel that there's always a reason to laugh. It lifts your spirits. It gets you in the right vibe when you're. When you're feeling mucky, there's nothing better than being able to throw on a comedy show to just lift your spirits and lift your energy. And we are super blessed to have our sister Claudine, who is joining us today. Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio Queen, and thank you for joining us on Parlay with the People. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today. I'm so excited.
No problem at all. And I'm glad to have you. And again, this is Podcast Radio. The OFC exists to create opportunities for people within the community. And this is one of the opportunities that we create. It's not every day that people could get on air and be able to connect with people, you know, across radio waves as well as across different platforms on podcasts. And we're glad to be able to create these opportunities for people within the community. So thank you. So we're here to talk comedy, but before we dive into the business, so to speak, I would like to create an opportunity for our guests to just introduce themselves to our listeners. So, sister, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you. Well, my name is Claudine Hezesed, Claudine Napoleon. I was born in Haiti. I moved to Canada with my family when I was about 5 years old, right? So I mostly speak French. I did all my school here, high school, middle school, some college. And then about when I was 19, I moved to Miami. And so basically I did half of my life in Canada, the other half in Miami. I moved to Miami with my family to spend some time with my grandma. She had a terminal illness and her wish was for all her kids and her grandkids to spend the last years of her life with her. So that was initially my intention to go there. So I went there, went to school, and then I ended up staying like another 10 years after she passed away. So yeah, so it was crazy, but it was fun. I had a daughter in Miami, which caused me to also stay there. I only have one kid. Okay. I'm a single mom living the life. And then, you know, and then
living the life.
Right. Living the life. And then I live in Miami until I was about 38. And then I decided to come back home because my mom, when my grandma passed away, she went back to Canada. Right. Okay. So I was at the age where I had finished graduated from business and management in University of Phoenix.
Okay.
You know, and I had a child and she was growing up and I was thinking about what is the best place to raise my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then thinking about my mom's health and everything like that. So we decided to come back to Canada. So I've been back for about 4.5 years now, you know.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. And shout out to you. Like, I don't know, in terms of just coming back and being closer to your mom, I tell people all the time, like, we you don't want to wait until it's too late to realize the value of these relationships with your parents, you know? And it's like being able to make that decision to get a little closer to her. I commend you for that. And just, you know, for creating that bond. And it helps to create an opportunity for your daughter to get to know her grandmother, and you know, as well. So I think that your daughter came with you, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm not leaving her behind.
Yes,
I'm not leaving her behind. Her dad was like, "You're not moving anywhere." I was like, "Yeah, watch me."
We're out. No, so that's what it is. That's what it is. And you know, and it's good that, like, I could just tell, even just from the way you're telling your story and the different things that you've gone through, like, you have a great spirit and a great energy. And I guess that, well, I would love to now hear, actually, so how did you get into the world of comedy?
Well, it's a strange way, right? And like, just to close up, like, I'm very spiritual, right? So I believe in God, not really religion, but I believe in the connection that you do having a relationship with God, right? So it's funny because I moved in 2019, and as you guys know, COVID hit, right? Yeah. And right when COVID hit, my mom had to go under a heart surgery, right? So back right on time because we did not know. I stayed with her until I guess she's situated to get my own place. And then like one night she was out of breath. She had water in her lung, right? And it caused because like she had to have her heart surgery. And from the heart surgery, she came back home. She had a stroke. So
Whoa.
She got rehabilitation because she did, her language got affected, right? So she had to go through. So everything happened for a reason. So from 2019 to 2023, I could say that like I was mostly focused on my mom and taking care of my daughter and stuff like that. And then I took a break. I went back to Miami. And then when I came back, Big Will, right, he was doing some open mic. He started to do some open mic. Yeah. And then I like to support black businesses. I like to support anybody that have something that they're passionate about. And I think like when you have social media, it doesn't cost you anything to just share whatever is going on with other people, especially when they do it from a good place. And Big, one of them that I often saw his advertisement on Instagram, his posts. So I always like to reshare posts. So he did something like, who would like to have open mic and to engage the people on my Instagram and my friends and my family? I was like, what do you guys think if I do it? Right. Wow. But I had no intention of doing it. It was really for engagement.
Yeah.
Because I'm a, I like to make people laugh and stuff like that, but it's families and friends, and they laugh at you, they laugh with you. So you never really think like, okay, I'm a comedian. You know, I just like, I know how to make my people laugh, right? Not the whole world. And then Big Will messaged me and he was like, how about you do it? And I was like, yeah, no, I'll pass. And then he was like, I'll be seeing your videos and your sketch that you do, and I think you're pretty funny, so you should do the open mic. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And he was like, just try. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see one of them. And if I feel like I might be funnier than the people that I'm seeing do open mic, then I'll do the next one, right?
Right.
I went up there with my friend, and my friend kept looking at me. She was like, Claudine, you way more funny than that. Right? You way more funny than that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. And then I say I was going to do an open mic, right? So I told him, well, I'm going to do an open mic. Like, rookie. I just went around rookie. And then he's like, okay, cool. And then he sent me a flyer and he was like, he put my picture on the flyer. And
I was like,
wait, Big Will, I know those people. They're not rookie. What are you doing? Right? He was like, I believe in you. I believe in you. I said, you know what? Let me pray about it and I'll get back to you. Right. And I was like, because I'm a writer, but I mostly write poetry, right? I never write any comedy per se. So I took one of, and I have a lot of books, right? A lot of books to write. So I took one of the books and it says in French, like a quote in French, I say, like, if not now, when?
Okay.
Right. So I just took it as an education, like that was like, okay, like God telling me, just go for it.
That's
so
it.
I told Big Will, I'm going to do it, you know, because if not for anything, it's just to face my fear, because I don't want not to do anything because I'm afraid, right?
Nice.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a five minutes just to face my fear. I'm just in my 40s. So I'm like, if not now, when? So I'm going to try it. And then I started writing comedy. Right. Based on my life, you know, how we grew up, how our parents used to whoop our ass, you know, all those crazy things. So suddenly I started writing a lot, and then I called Big Will. I say, I have more than 5 minutes. I think I got 2 minutes. Right.
Nice.
So he was like, all right, cool. Do it. And then I've done it. And then since then, I haven't stopped.
I love those because it comes from the inside out. It comes like where it's not even like something you mentally thought of. It's something that you kind of had to go through because you were feeling it. You were put in a position and you didn't back down. And to me, those are spirit led, you know, like those are spirit led. And I love that. I love that. And I'm excited for the potential. Cause like I said at the beginning, like it's such a blessing to be able to tell a joke, to be able to take a person from a dark place, just because you're able to lift their spirits, you know? So that is huge, what you've done and what you've been able to do. So congrats on that. So now, and the fact that you're new, so now, and this is something where we want to now come out and encourage you, just because the fact that you're here to support and encourage a community. Because don't think I didn't hear you say that you like to support businesses within the community, you like to encourage. That in itself will yield fruit for you, because life is very karmic. So the energy that you put out, life gives it right back. So the same way that you like to bless and support other people who are coming up, prepare yourself for the wave of support you're going to be getting as you're doing your thing, Queen. So I'm really, I'm excited. So now we have a big event coming up. It's a big, big event coming up. So let's talk about it.
Yes, so we have a couple of events, but the biggest one for the month of July, it's called Comedy Kingdom. It's going to happen July 28th at 8 p.m. It's sponsored and produced by a Big Will, Funny by Nature, right? And we're going to have like a lineup of amazing comedian. I'm going to be part of it. I'm nervous because it's going to be the first time I perform in front of such a large in front of, although I believe that my gift is to be shared with the world. And I think like you say, comedy is such a special gift because it allows people for a second to just forget about their problem or to laugh at their problem. Right. Because so it's so special to me and I want to represent it well. So I'm still, because I'm new, I'm still like, okay, is it beginner luck or am I still very funny? But at the end of the day, I feel like it's a gift that God gave me. So it's not if everybody. So I'm going to use it and I'm going to do my best every time. And whoever it needs to connect with is going to connect with it. So 28 is a big one. It's going to be a big one. You know,
you just hit it on the head, and that your attitude and your approach to it is exactly how you got to get into it, because you don't know, but there's a certain level of trust in the spirit, trust in the energy, trusting, you know, life is going to do its thing. You're a willing vessel. You're down to come and just do your best, you know, and exactly. Whatever is meant, you know, whatever is meant to be is going to be. And I love that. I love that energy. And that's what yields the most fruit, because, you know, you're not overthinking it and trying to say, you know, I'm going to rehearse my jokes 1,000,001 times to make sure I don't forget a word. And just, it's like, nah, it's like, just keep it light. Keep it easy. Just know that, you know, I'm going to do my best. That's my intention. And the spirit will step in, you know, and do what it's supposed to do. So that's
exactly the word that you said, like vessel. That's how I feel like we all vessel for something. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, I would love to make it big, right? Like, I would love to be able to have my own show. That's my ultimate goal, to have my own show. But at the end of the day, I feel like the same way Big Will has impacted my life, I know I'm put in a position to also impact other people's lives. So my goal is, like, if I were to make it, it would be like, okay, who can I take along, or who can I inspire to do the same thing? So vessel is really a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way to put it.
Well, of course, because we're talking, we're coming from the same spirit, Queen. We're coming from the same energy. I can feel you 100%. Only thing I would suggest or recommend, you just slightly change your vocabulary, because it's not if you make it. It's not that's not how the game works.
It's when I make it.
It's when you make it, Queen. You set it out. You put out the intention. You're doing the work. Now it's just a matter of time, and then you enjoying your course, getting to where you're going. But it's not an if. You know, the only if is if you want to do it or not. If you want to do it, then it's done. You just move forward with the energy and just trust that the spirit's going to do the do. You know, so it's going to I'm wishing you luck and success. I'm really excited to you know, I want to have you in the ring as another one of our female comedians in the city as well, representing. Right.
And I do both. I do in French and in English, you know. Representing for the community and I'm proud of that, definitely.
And the thing, and the Richmond, so I want to encourage the community to come out. I went to an event just the other day at the Richmond. It's a beautiful venue. It's right here in Little Burgundy. It's easy to get to. It's near the metro, near public transit. Parking, just get there early, because then there is parking in the area. You can park, you know, a little bit everywhere. It's free parking too. You can find parking a little bit everywhere, you know. But I definitely want to encourage the people. So how do they get in contact with, like, I guess, to purchase tickets, or if they want to, and also just to follow you and to support you and encourage you in what you're doing?
Okay, so there's different ways to get the ticket for July 28th. You could go to Funny by Nature, right? On Instagram, his name is Funny by Nature. We also have Instagram, Big Will. And then me on Instagram, it's I am me, Claudine, right? And then you'll find my face. And then you could always call me. The phone number is 438-392-7262. So that's 438-392-7262. If you need more information, if you want to get a ticket, any question that you want to know, if you want to go in group, if you want a VIP package, if you want to reserve a special table for your friends and your loved ones, we have Big Will and his team has so many options to accommodate you guys. It's crazy. It's going to be a lineup. It's going to be me. We're going to have Rashili, some names that you may know, Renzo Washington. You know, yeah. We have special guests, a big one that he haven't posted yet. I think he's waiting for the season of comedy jokes to kind of calm down to announce it. But it's going to be fun. You're going to be dressing classy, beautiful. You're going to represent your culture, Montreal. We're going to come through, and it's going to be literally the best night of your life. You know, just don't sit in the front if you don't want to get roasted. That's all I'm
saying. I love that. I love it. I love it. So, and actually, if you could give the phone number one more time, because you know how people are. They hear the number. They want to follow up. The number came across quick. They didn't get a chance to take out their phone. So if you want to give them just a moment to take out their phones. Okay, I think they're ready. So if you want to share the number one more time.
Sure. So it's 438-392-7262.
7262. Sister, I'm writing it too, and I always do that practice of writing a number just so I know how long it takes to write it down. So I give the so I give the listener the same amount of time. This is what it is, guys, and all our OFC members are listening. You guys know we get OFC privileges when we come out to these events. We get to sit together. We get to when there's a bar, we get drink specials. We get discounts on our tickets. So OFC members, it is relationship season in the OFC. So come out en grand nombre. I want to see all our members as we come together to network and to build together. I myself will be there with my wife. So I want to encourage you guys to come on out. It's going to be an exceptional event. So now, as we are preparing to close out this interview, I would like to give our guests an opportunity to leave us with some empowering words. So I'm now ceding the floor back to you to ask, do you have some empowering words you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I mean, life is going to be lifing, right? We are in a tough season, like compared to, I'm sure that everybody thought, like for me personally, I've been thinking, I'm like, growing up and getting older, it doesn't sound as cool as people made it to be, you know? But in the end, like your fate gonna be your driving force. It's going to be okay. There's this thing that says that you already made it to 100% of your bad days already. Right? Like how you think life is doing right now or how hard it's getting, just remember you didn't make it halfway. You made it 100%. All the bad days that you already passed, you made it through 100%. Right? Some of them you had a plan, some of them you didn't have, some of them things just work out the way they were supposed to work out, but you made it through. So you have, like, it's going to be better. Just do whatever you love, even if it's not full time, right? I love comedy, but I also do work, right? But if you could find a little thing to hold on that make you happy, even if it's a 5 minutes to yourself, even if it's like a little laugh, whatever it is, just take the time for yourself, because you cannot help nobody if you're not okay. So take the time for yourself. And no worry about it. Just keep on pushing. Life is going to be lifing, but you have all the tools in the world to make it out.
Woo! Thank you, Queen. So this is what it is. Now, I love Renzel. Any opportunity I get to be able to watch him, I'm going to be there. But I have to say, this interview, you have inspired me. I'm excited to come and hear you just crush it. And I want to come support you and encourage you myself, just because I feel like now I'm one of your fans, too. So I'm going to be following you on Instagram. I don't know if you're on YouTube and stuff yet, guys. Like,
not YouTube. No, not yet.
That's next. All right. Next, get on your YouTube so you can start building your audience that way as well. I see a bunch of comedians nowadays that are watching on YouTube. So that's really what it is. So I just want to continue to encourage you, send you all kind of blessings, all kind of love, and all kind of light. People, I thank you all for always tuning in and supporting the OFC Podcast Radio and for encouraging each and every one of our guests that we have here on Parley with the People. So check her out online. It is I Am Me, Claudine. And then you'll see her face and you'll be able to follow her and encourage her there as well, guys. So stay tuned as we now take a pause for the pause, and we'll be back with Ungrind My Gears with Gina DeGrit.
All right, thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Gray.
What the facts is going on? Do you know how many oceans we have?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Is it seven? Wait, name the seven.
But did I sound confident? I sounded really confident, because I don't know.
You did. It's because, okay. Name the seven. You know when someone just throws you off? It's like, oh, wait.
Do you have any? No,
It's not seven, actually, but historically, there's been four.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because we're talking oceans. We're not talking seas and stuff like that. And so, that's what kind of I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to get into like the Mediterranean seas and da 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 da, no, we're talking oceans, right?
Right.
They say that while there's really only one global ocean, the vast body of water that covers 71% of the Earth is geographically divided into distinct named regions. The boundaries between these regions have evolved over time for a variety of historical, cultural, geographical, and scientific reasons. So historically, there's been four named oceans, though: the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, and the Arctic, right? However, most countries, including the United States, now recognize the Southern Antarctic as the fifth ocean. The Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian are the most commonly known, but now apparently there's like they've decided that in the Antarctic there was a fifth ocean. The ocean is the newest named ocean. It is recognized by the U.S. Board of Geographic Names as the body of water extending from the coast of Antarctica to the line of the latitude of 60 degrees south.
And they're calling it what, sorry?
Southern Ocean.
Southern, okay.
It's called Southern Ocean. The boundaries of the oceans were proposed to the International Hydrographic Organization in 2000. However, not all countries agree on the proposed boundaries, so this has yet to be ratified by members of the IHO. The U.S. is a member of the IHO, represented by the NOS Office of Coast Survey. So the Southern Ocean, also known as the Antarctic Ocean, so you can use that interchangeably, comprises the southernmost waters of the world oceans, generally taken to the south of 60 degrees south latitude and encircling the Antarctica. With a size of 20,327,000 square kilometers, it is the second smallest of the five principal oceanic divisions, smaller than the Pacific, Atlantic, and the Indian Oceans, and larger than the Arctic Ocean. So I always wonder, because I figured if you're gonna say the Arctic had an ocean, I didn't understand why Antarctica didn't have an ocean as well.
Yeah, and I have this whole thing, because Antarctic, so where they're putting this next ocean, is it, so it's frozen out there right now too?
Antarctica, yes.
Is it like,
it's inhabitable. So, it's not habitable, but I think the only, penguins are in Antarctica or Arctic? No, yeah, penguins are.
That's what I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I do believe with the poles shifting, that there is going to be a lot of melting in these places, and I do think that that's why they want to make sure it has a name, because when it's flooding, it's going to be there. They don't want to just say, hey, that body of water over there, they want to give it a name and be like, yo, this thing.
Yeah, and they're just like, yeah, that's the ocean, what are you talking? Yeah, because I mean Antarctica is basically all ice, and like, yeah. it's inhabitable in the sense where people aren't living there, but you do have research centers that are there, and you know, they do say that there's pyramids and all kinds of things in Antarctica. I personally am not visiting there to find out, because I promise you, I don't even like the Montreal winters. I promise you I'm not going to Antarctica.
Well, there's a chance that there's an opening to the center of the hollow earth.
All right, well, you go ahead.
A whole other world that's there. I'm not interested in that one either, because I haven't truly exploring this one on the top level. But right. When I am done with the top level, I might go to explore the inner levels.
That's something, you know, because I have a lot more traveling that I plan to do on Earth, on the top layer of Earth, if you will. So yeah, no, I'm not particularly ready to go in the brisk freezing cold just to see.
But I have to say, I'm also not down to even travel into space on that note, because some people are like, yo, I want to go to Mars. I'm like, gee, I haven't even gone to different parts of Africa yet. Like, you could stay there and go to Mars, but I just feel like there's so much Earth. I haven't been to Dubai, Fiji. Like, you're trying to talk about Mars. Like, what? People watch too much TV. Like, nigga, you, when you talk about you want to go to Mars, just because you see people on TV talking about going to Mars, you can't. Yo, well, some people haven't even gone down to Edmonton. They live in Montreal. They never even traveled to the next side of Canada talking about, I want to go to Mars, because they've seen it on TV. Watch, go to Mars.
By aliens. Go ahead. In the spirit of conspiracy theory, which I know you enjoy thoroughly. Yes. He says yes. They say that we've never left Earth, and how they're like, we're in a sphere. You know how in Rick and Morty there's a moment where like there's the talent show and people just come and they're like, okay, Earth, you're in this talent show. And
yes.
We're just like little globes of places like for higher entertainment.
Yes.
So basically, like, the conspiracy theory is that we've, like, what, that Spacious has just crashed into that and burned because we can't push through that layer, that spheric layer, whatever it is on Earth. But I'm just like, I don't know, because we do know that a lot of things are staged, a lot of things are AI, a lot of things have been staged where, you know, some still believe that no one's actually been to the moon and whatnot.
Let me debunk all of that. You have Gaia, watch Initiation. Our boy walks you right through the whole nine. And yeah, I tell anybody, watch Initiation, because she's like, yo, I remember every life. I remember what it's like on other planets. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you guys, but mine.
Oh, no, and it's not to say that there aren't any planets. But again, this was conspiracy theory, and I wasn't ready to accept it in and of itself. What I do believe is that I don't know who's telling the truth about going and not going. Because, you know, the reason why they said they had sent... the reason why they were working on the whole spaceship thing is it was like competition with other countries who said that they were ready to go to space. And,
yes,
you know, that's why there was also some casualties and all of that too. And yes. So sometimes if you fail things and you got a good camera, you gotta hit certain angles, you know? So
facts.
Anyway, well, that's it. We got five oceans now. Did you see, so Complex compiled a list of 15 of the funniest adult animated series.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I like anime from like Japanese anime. I like animated series that are made for adults. We mentioned one, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a Family Guy person. I'm a Family Guy over South Park, I'll be honest. I maybe need to go back and watch it based on this list, but I wasn't a huge fan of South Park growing up. But let's go through this list and see if you you're yay, nay, or haven't seen it yet.
All right.
The number 15 is Moral Oral.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen that one either. I no, don't.
We will have to share this list. I know. As I you started, I'm like this list will need to be shared on.
Well, especially if they're saying top 15, right? I'm kind of like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know what the hype's about. Number 14, American Dad.
Yes.
I watched that. I haven't finished it though. I guess I'm not up to date, but you know, a Seth MacFarlane is a show is always good for me because Family Guy, say less. Number 13, Robot Chicken.
No, it's not ringing a bell, but maybe if I see the picture of what represents the, you know, this the cover. Let me see as you're is it coming to me? Hold on. No.
Yeah, so no. Meaning I've heard of it. I never watched it. Number 12, Metallocalypse? Calypse?
Okay. Yeah, it seems okay. Like yeah, that's gonna be a hard
Metallocalypse. It's like eclipse and metal and what? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Apocalypse. It's like it's like apocalypse, but not apocalypse. Metalopolis.
It's not like apocalypse. Okay. Metalocalypse. I've never been tongue twisted to that point. But never heard of this one and never watched it. The reason why I think is like they look like a metal rock band.
No, it's enough for me.
Yeah, I don't think it's not calling to me. 11, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Never heard of this.
Yeah, I have. Not it's enough for me.
Oh, no, it's not good? Okay, see, sometimes I gotta know.
In my opinion, it's not my favorite.
Oh, Big Mouth. Definitely watched that.
I did too.
Yeah.
Not for me. For you?
I'm here for Big Mouth, and I also liked their spinoff. I think it was Human Resources. I did like. I mean, it's definitely got a lot of cringe in there, and some things I'm just like, yeah, I'd rather not. But it's an interesting viewpoint of like that teenage era when you're coming into the teenage area. Number 9, The Boondocks,
which should be number 1. Okay, so you know where I stand.
Their canon should be some tied number ones in this. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah. The only problem with the Boondocks is that there was not enough of them.
Not enough.
We needed more.
Yeah.
Give us more. Number 8, King of the Hill.
Not sure why it's better than Boondocks.
It's not, but they were a longer running show. You know. We'll mm-hmm. Number 7, BoJack Horseman.
I've never watched it.
I watched it. I think I probably watched a season and a half or so. Not bad. A little high on the list, but maybe because I didn't watch it through and through, but probably a little too high on the list for me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Futurama.
Yep. Classic. Hilarious.
Yeah. Definitely watched that, but I feel like I probably just watched a season. I probably have to go back to this one. And so this is by Matt Groening. So that's also, the creator of The Simpsons. Number 5, Archer. 100%.
Of course. Yeah, that's it. The Archer's in the right place.
Yeah, that excellent. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Family Guy. Yes.
Of course. Stewie, yes.
Number 3, Rick and Morty.
Should be number 1.
Well, that's why when I said there could be tied number 1?
Yeah.
To me, Boondocks, Rick and Morty's up there, and Archer's a close second.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute close second because I've rewatched Archer and Rick and Morty quite a few times. Number 2 is The Simpsons.
That's arguable because it's like, but you know, it's like it's super old school. It's not. It doesn't have the kick it used to.
I feel the same way. But I don't like, because of that, because I probably aged out of The Simpsons is why I don't want to take away from what it was in our childhood, if you will.
Okay, yeah.
And then number 1, South Park.
Oh, but wait, there's another one that I watched that reminds me of a Rick and Morty. It's on Netflix. It's like a president. Oh my gosh, it's a girl.
Yes, conspiracy theory. Is it called conspiracy theory?
Something like that. Like, I thought for sure that was going to be on this list.
I think they might be a little too new, to be honest.
Okay, that's fair. But South Park. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was like, I think they're a little too new, but I don't think it's called conspiracy theory, but.
I'm going to find it. But
yes, this is definitely a good one.
But for South Park, no, I definitely wouldn't have put it in number 1. But,
No. I don't know how it got there. I don't know who decided that that's where it belonged. Well, Complex did, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So if you are into animated series and looking for a new one, go check that out. Social media gone wrong. I'm going to go... Gone wild, I should say. I'm going to go through this a little quickly. They're working on a Martin prequel.
So I heard...
Mm-hmm.
But I heard it's supposed to have a spinoff, like almost like Bel Air.
I don't know if it's gonna be like Bel Air, like a darker feel to it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta look into that. I really liked this post. Someone posted, you know, this whole man versus woman era is whack. I agree. I didn't know
we're in a man versus woman era.
Oh my goodness. All you got to do is scroll and like, especially in this era of podcasts. And when you have like the boy podcast, like the Kevin Samuels type of podcast and that other dude that, I don't know if he's from the UK, America, whatever, like he's always on the run and they're always trying to jail him. But like just this very huge machismo side. And then there's a very like, we hate men side podcast that women are putting out there. And, you know, obviously, salacious titles are or you know, clickbait is what gets the spins and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And just I feel like on social media or when you put up YouTube, it's just like basically like, why all men are bad or why all women are gold diggers. Now maybe you don't know that we're in this era because you've been married for a very long time.
Yeah, I was like, where did this come from? Okay, but, right.
Yeah, it's very much that. And speaking about how they like to manipulate things on social media and or media, period. Did you see the video of Megan Good getting hugged up by Michael Ealy?
Yes.
So, and then everyone had the comment like, yo, how did he hug her up and then ignore Jonathan Majors, who was right next to him, and then dabbed everybody up? See,
That's
this is
how disgusting the internet is, yeah. Like that, and that's how this is how disgusting the internet is, because they'll manipulate the situation, give you
100%
the
because
snip.
they edited the video
Yeah.
to edit out the fact that that Jonathan Mathis is actually Majors is actually the first person he hugged. Then it went to Megan, then it went to other people, then it went to the others. But that's not salacious news. That's
No, no, no.
not
But that's
about it.
yo, everything now is clickbait. Everything now is
Oh,
how
disgusting.
do we, you know, how do we get the likes and the views? You know, like, so it's disgusting that you can't trust it. I'm trying to figure out how to wean off of the internet altogether, but still connect with people.
But
Like,
see,
it's a
this is also another one of those like man versus woman thing, because then people are just like, oh, like he's a simp, or like, how are you just gonna let him? Oh, he hugs her up with the one leg, like hug her up and like lift her up the ground, da 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 da, or like, he's a simp because he didn't do anything, or like, how could she just let him do that in front of a man? I'm like, wow. If you actually saw the whole video, none of this narrative would have even come to be.
Yeah, but that's but then but somebody that was behind the video, that wasn't their intention. And it's just that we need to figure out as a human species how much we want to be pawned. You know, how much do we want to let the pro anybody really influence us and capitalize on our time? But funny, you're talking all this talk, and I don't know, powers that be out there, be easy with me, but I thought you were about to talk about that stage thing that they shot
Don't
Trump. I
care.
thought that's what you're
Yeah,
gonna talk about. I thought that's what you're about to talk about. When
like,
you're like, did you watch that video? I was like, yep, I watched it. That
no,
thing that
I
seemed like the best reenactment ever. Like, oh, I've been hit in the air. Fight. Right, I'm like, guys, how did you stage this whole thing? Even people getting shot, how you stage this whole thing? Oh, my goodness.
Kaya, I was gonna say, I hope she's enjoying her time off. I know she's had a little bit of rough time there, but like, that's jambalaya talks, and
It is.
I definitely don't care to have to speak on it, because I, again, like going back to like just not being able to believe anything on social media, I definitely can't believe anything on Trump. And like Angela Rye had posted, she had posted from her podcast, and there was a video, and they were saying how funny, because there's so many black people now are saying that they want to vote for Trump. I still didn't want to talk about him today, but I'm going to say, because again, I'm not American, but what happens in the US absolutely affects Canada in a direct way
Yeah, because we're
because of our
technically
economic
first.
ties.
Right.
But they were saying how people are just like, oh, well, at least with Trump, I got my little $1,200. Well, they didn't say little. They're saying they got $1,200, they got whatever check, blah, 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 blah. And they went and turned around and said, and so, like, as they had their live podcast, they're just like, how quickly you guys forget, that your little $1,200 check that you got in Biden's administration, the student loan relief that people were getting. And obviously this is a black crowd, right? And so they were started asking around. When I tell you, people said that they were forgiven for $124,000,
Oh, shoot.
$250,000, $280,000, $270,000, $68,000. Like, everyone was just calling out their relief. Now, where's your little $1,600 check? Ain't talking to that. However,
Right.
comma though, I do understand that if you didn't or couldn't afford to go to college and didn't spend all that spend, I can see how for you that's not a big deal. But for those who actually got that relief, that blows your little $1,600 check. I don't remember where
Way
I'm
out the water,
way
way
up.
out the water.
And so Biden's doing a lot more for, or maybe this is a specific geographical people, but it's not just black people. Everyone got
The benefit.
apply for it, to benefit for it. But I'm thinking of my own family too in the States. Like, my cousin just told me she had to take a job with the municipality or the state, because if she works for them for 10 years, her student loans are relieved,
Forgiven?
given, yeah. But like, she's a lawyer, and she still
Yo,
couldn't get
but because yeah, because you said that, I'm wondering, like, can we, like, anyways, maybe not right now, but address the amount of debt that is created from the school system, and then these
in the
youths come
US.
out of
Yeah.
in the US and then they still come out with no jobs. And because when you're talking the numbers that are being forgiven with, I'm like, wait, they were in $150,000 of debt from school. Lord have mercy, 200 and something thousand. Anyways, yo,
that's your house. Those are, I mean, I get you didn't have the money up front. This you literally took a loan, but that's it's a chokehold for the rest of your life. And even if you can't file bankruptcy and be relieved of your student debt, that follows you forever.
So that follows you forever. Oh. Crazy. All right.
Yeah. So it's that time. It's time for trivia. This week is different from the previous weeks, because the previous weeks were by decades, right? 90s, right. 2000s. We did 80s as well. You know the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Well, we're doing a little bit of that today. So dust your memory out, dust the books out. Trivia today is, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And as you know, so Claudine, like I did, we've been keeping it very out the box, as you know how we get down here on podcast radio. So brace yourself, and actually we'll explain the rules again. Actually, Gina, if you could explain the rules, how this round will go.
Yeah, so this one, it's just a straight answer. I don't have multiple choices. So the first one to answer correctly shall gain a point.
Okay.
Claudine, feel no pressure.
Because,
you know, certain subjects, Pharaoh shines, and others, not so much. But this is at a fair level playing field. We all clearly passed fifth grade.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's a problem. It's been so long.
I know. Thank you. It's like we passed fifth grade, but barely. I barely got out.
Barely got out. But okay. So let's start. I have 12 questions for All possible right. 12 points for whoever answers first. Number one, a word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same forward and backward is called what? You can answer in French or in English, however you so choose. This is a hard one, though. It is.
Yeah, like who knows that? Like, first of all, like, I was already trying to figure out, okay, say a word that you could write frontwards or backwards. And I was like, wow, this is a good one.
Can wow, Laval.
Laval. Shoot, I wouldn't have thought of Laval, but yes, that's mm-hmm. one. Right. So then, but what's that called? I didn't even know that had a particular term or it name. Or
so it's called a palindrome.
Palindrome.
Yeah, okay, get your buzzers ready. Your
but a palindrome is funny because a palindrome is kind of like a conundrum, so it's like a word that's kind of backwards. Anyways, I digress. Right.
Sure. I don't know the roots of the word. I could probably find that out. What is the capital of Russia?
Moscow.
Moscow. I thought I put a little pause because I thought you were gonna. Rapid fire.
I had to think. I had to go in the crevies, think back of a cartoon show. I think I went to Carmen San Diego. Anyways, there was a lot that happened in that moment, guys.
I was trying to translate it in French because I went to French because I was like, what is Moscow? Okay, Moscow.
Yeah, I've got a question for that.
Number three. What is the process of water turning into vapor called?
That's not photosynthesis, is it?
It is not photosynthesis.
Wait, you said water turning into vapor? Evaporation?
Evaporation.
I was overthinking it. That was too easy. I was like, it can't be that easy.
I was definitely, like, I went to the next thing. I was transferring energy, light.
Yeah, I was thinking about the element table. I was like, what is the I was too deep. I was too deep with that one.
Number four. What is the tallest mammal on earth?
Giraffe.
It is a giraffe. Okay, Pharaoh came to play today.
Well, yeah, I'm crushing today.
Talking about, I barely passed fifth grade. He made me put my guards down and he's like, boom, boom, boom.
Right?
Yes, you're right, because I do cheat like this all the time. I'm sorry, sister, this is just what the reality is, all right? Now you know how I get down. All right.
Number five. What is the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly called?
The chrysalid? No, something. Damn.
It's not the something chrysalid. No, it's not.
Changing. I'm sure when she's gonna say it, we're gonna go like, yeah, that's it.
It's some kind of morph.
Morph is in the word. Yep.
Yes, exactly. Morphosis. Metaphor. Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Morphosis. I didn't have that.
Yeah. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I was going to try to give you guys some clues on that.
Yes. Yeah. Metamorphosis. Yes.
Number six. What is the process by which plants make their food called?
I have no idea.
Photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis.
I feel like I cheated when I was younger.
Yeah, I
started like to dig. I was like, did I really pass fifth grade or did I cheat?
in all fairness, we've been doing trivia for months, if not almost a year now at this point. So I feel like, you know, he has
to run away.
I blame it on Google.
Okay. Here's a softball, guys. Who wrote the famous play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Ooh. Shakespeare. We are on the board.
Good, because I don't know why I thought Hamlet. I'm like, but wait, no, I think that's another play. I don't think that's the actual
another
person.
Play that he wrote. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one, rapid fire, whoever says it first. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Whoever said it first, yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Now, I get into these things nervous, but it's like, mm-hmm.
Number nine, we got a little bit of math here.
Oh.
The backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Mm.
How many square feet is the yard?
100.
100, we said?
Yes.
Okay. So to calculate square feet, you
5
want
times 20. It's 50 times 20.
50 times 20.
Yeah. So it's 2,000.
Not 2,000.
No, 1,000.
1,000, yes.
Yeah.
10, 20s. Yes, 30s. Okay. Zero. All right, fine. Yeah, you're right.
I know I am.
Yeah.
Number 10.
She's like, I got the answer right.
Yeah.
Number 10. In classical music, what instruments usually comprise a string quartet? Now, trick answer, there's only 3 instruments, even though it's called a quartet.
Say it again.
So in classical music, what instruments usually comprises a string quartet?
Violin, cello.
Yep.
And that big thing, like they play like this.
That's a cello. Yo, shout out to this girl on Instagram that's killing her cello. Anyway, wait, does a piano count? Piano doesn't count, then.
Piano is not a string instrument.
Okay.
Well, wait, is it wood or string? It's not in a quartet, but I'm thinking, piano's not a string.
In an orchestra. A violin.
A harp.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
It's not a harp. That so the piano is both a stringed and percussion instrument, but that's what
that's it. Oh, so, but it wasn't
no,
piano?
It's not it. No, so it's a quartet is comprises of 2 violins, a viola, and a cello.
A viola! I don't know what a viola is or what it looks like.
Oh, a viola is like, it's actually really like a smaller violin.
Yeah, it's a smaller version.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 11. On the periodic table, which element is represented by the letter N?
Nitrogen?
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
I just went with it.
And final question, what does a paleontologist study?
Dinosaurs.
No. Okay. Close, but
oh, I don't know.
I need a bit more than that.
What? Not dinosaur? Okay, dinosaur bones. Oh, did you say bones?
Bones.
What are dinosaur bones called?
Fossils.
Fossils. Yes.
You know, you could have given to us a dinosaur bones. You know, down below.
I would have given to you. I would have. I just needed to push you a little further
to get it right
into what it's actually called.
Yeah, but that one, I kind of knew because I used to watch this cartoon, Dinosaur Train, with my children. Dinosaur Train, and that was part of it. There was a guy who used to study fossils. Fossils? What's the answer I just gave?
Fossils.
Said dinosaur bones.
Fossils.
Fossils.
That's it.
Yes. Well, that was Are You Smarter Than a fifth Grader? And, you know, you did pretty good. Claudine, for your first time, congratulations. You are on the board. It was not a blowout. So that's
I know, right? I didn't go empty-handed. That's not bad.
That is a winner in my book. Always and always. So I grind, you grind, and sometimes we gotta ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd love to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, well, first off, Sister Claudine, do you have anybody you want to give a shout-out to or anything you want to remind the people of before we close up?
Well, just a shout-out to Big Will, right? He's the man when it comes to comedy and shows. We have a couple shows that's going to come up. We have one on July 28th that called Comedy Kingdom. We have another one, Ladies Night Out, that's coming up on September 14th. So definitely check that out.
Nice. On my end, so first for those who are wondering when we're talking about the adult cartoons and when we're talking about, it was Inside Job on Netflix. Inside Job on Netflix is definitely the one that I compare to Rick and Morty. And funny, I would love to see a battle between the two, like between the girl and her grandfather from Inside Job.
Not a battle, or like a coming together.
Yeah, I'll come together, but against each other. Come on, they gotta be on the same team. That won't be fun. Like, so I don't know what kind of mission that'd be against each other. But mind you, I say that just for sport, because obviously Rick and Morty would destroy them. But it would be a fun thing to watch.
Maybe. Yeah, he probably would actually.
Yeah. Come on, let's stop it. So anyways, so my only shout outs again is to the city. I want to remind you guys, for those who are seeking this concept of coming together as a community, you know, we joke about it all the time, but being a part of the OFC, being a part of the community of excellence, what that really means is that in the event something happens in life, you're not going through it alone. And I tell people all the time, you don't want to wait until something happens to say you're joining a community, because then it kind of comes across a little disingenuous. So if you are in a position right now, you're interested in becoming a part of community of excellence, you believe in the same values that we believe in, and you want to build together for a solid future generation, I invite you to reach out to the OFC, come connect with us. Despite what you might hear, some people talk about the OFC as an expensive community to be a part of. It's not true, but we do raise the bar to make sure that everybody understands the value of being a part of the community, understands the value of us pooling our money together, the value of spending money to support each other within this community. But know that our motto is, we'll never put money before it. So if you want to join, and for some whatever reason you don't have the financial means, do not hesitate. Reach out to us. We're here to build with you as you continue to build with us. All right, so I thank you guys again, and thank you all for always continuing to support the OFC Podcast Radio. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Oh, I don't get shout outs? Wow.
I forgot. You usually start.
No, yeah. I usually let everyone else do their shout outs.
Oh, my goodness.
I just had to shout out my mom. Happy birthday, mom, again. Just
to let you know. Janine, you know,
I was. Oh, yeah, you. Now, eh?
No.
Happy Janine. Birthday, mom.
Yeah, trust me. Auntie, I owe you a call.
Oh, okay. I'm telling that you explicitly forgot.
Yeah, I started, and I couldn't find a number in the new phone. Okay, anyways, I next week.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully, you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed. highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.